You're listening to Biceps After Babies Radio, episode number 118. Hello, and welcome to Biceps After Babies Radio, a podcast for ladies who know that fitness is about so much more than pounds lost or PRs. It's about feeling confident in your skin and empowered in your life. I'm your host, Amber Brizeke, a registered nurse, personal trainer, wife, and mom of four. Each week, my guests and I will excite and motivate you to take action in your own personal fitness as we talk about nutrition, exercise, mindset, personal development, and executing life with conscious intention. If your goal is to look, feel, and be strong and experience transformation from the inside out, you, my friend, are in the right place. Thank you for tuning in. Now let's jump into today's episode. Hey, 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 welcome back to another episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm your host, Amber Brizeke, and Happy New Year! We have made it. It is 2021, and let's cross our fingers and hope that there are lots of wonderful things to come in 2021 for you and for me. So here we are. It's a new year, and maybe you're itching to get going on some physical goals that you have set for yourself this year. And if that's the case, you may be chomping at the bit. I know there are people listening to this chomping at the bit, waiting for Macros 101 to open up. Macros 101 will reopen February 1st. If you're not on the wait list, get on the wait list, bicepsafterbabies.com/waitlist. And I know for those of you who haven't heard of Macros 101, Macros 101 is my coaching program where I coach you through the five important steps that you need to take to be able to create a customized plan to yourself that's both enjoyable and effective. So many times people think that it can only be one or the other. Like a plan can only be effective. And if it's effective, then you're probably going to hate it and you're going to have to grind your teeth through it. Or if it's enjoyable and you're like living life and enjoying life, then you're probably not actually moving towards your goals, because how can you do both things simultaneously? And I'm here to tell you that you can. There is an overlap between those where we can create a plan that is just for you and it is effective and it's also enjoyable. And that's what I coach you through in Macros 101, is how to create that plan and how to actually make progress in a way that fits you and your body and your lifestyle. And so I walk you through the five pillars, like the five steps that you must understand to be able to get there. And that is step number one, setting your starting macros. That is step number two, creating a customized plan, for you. Step number three, removing the mental blocks. This is a big one. So many of us are walking around with mental blocks that we don't even know that we have. They're called blind spots. And a lot of what we do in Macros 101 is help you to figure out those blind spots, help you to figure out the self-sabotage so that you can create a plan and then actually execute on the plan. And then step number four, I teach you how to make data-driven decisions. So I help you to step into the place of becoming the macro scientist to be able to make decisions in your plan and with your and with what you're doing that is based off of feedback from your body. And I teach you how to gather that feedback, how to analyze it, and how to make decisions based off of that feedback. And then the last step, which is so important and you cannot forget, is reverse diet. So I teach you all about how to reverse diet, how to maintain the loss, how to have long-term results, and how to get your metabolism back up and eating more food while maintaining all the results that you got. So that's Macros 101, and it's my signature program. We've had thousands of women go through it. And if you are somebody who has physical goals, you want to create a new reality for you and your body, whether that's gaining muscle, whether that's losing fat, whether that's a recomposition where you're doing both, then Macros 101 is going to be the place for you. So again, we open February 1st and you can get on the waitlist at bicepsafterbabies.com/waitlist. So I thought it would be fun to kick off the new year with kind of a fun episode, maybe an indulgent episode. But I always know that when I'm following people and listening to podcasts, I love to kind of hear some of the behind the scenes, like the stuff that makes the person I'm listening to a person. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to share with you some of the things that worked and didn't work for me in 2020, and also include some of my goals for 2021. Now, if you listened to last week's episode, you know that I talked about New Year's resolutions and I talked about goals kind of in a different maybe perspective than you've heard in the past. I mentioned in that episode that I have an episode number 13 where I kind of go through the steps and like very logical and practical parts of setting goals and New Year's resolutions. And in last week's episode, I talked more about becoming and how we can start to become the person that we need to be in order to reach the goals that we have set. And so I promised that I would share what some of my goals are for 2021 and who I need to be in order to create those results that I'm trying to create. So I'll cap off the end of the episode with talking about some of my goals and I'll share those with you. And maybe that'll spark something in you as you're thinking about 2021 and what you want to create this year. Before I dive into today's episode, I do want to thank those of you who have taken the time to leave a review on iTunes. It means the world to me. I do read them. I smile and enjoy hearing the feedback about the episode. So if you have gotten any value from this podcast, from any of the episodes, will you please take a couple minutes and leave a review on iTunes? It really, really does help me and it helps the podcast. And thank you to those of you who have done that. Okay, so let's dive in. I decided to kind of break up my life, I guess, into four sections. And so in each of these, we're going to talk about what worked and what didn't work in each of these sections. So I broke it up into business, into family and home, fitness and health, and then personal. So let's start out with what did work. What actually worked in 2020? In the realm of business, we had our first in-person team event. This happened in February, a couple weeks before the world shut down. I invited all of my team, which my team is all remote. We all work virtually. I invited my team to come to Southern California and we hung out for a couple of days and we just got to know each other. We just had fun trips to Trader Joe's and to lunch and we got massages together. And then we also kind of brainstormed things for the year and where we wanted the business to go and just had a really fun team retreat. It was something that we had planned to do twice in 2020. Obviously, we only got to do it once because of travel restrictions. But that first in-person team event was really a highlight of the year for the business. In 2020, we doubled our revenue, which was really exciting. That was our goal for the year. And we ended up expanding the team, which was also really fun. And if you go back and listen to episode 110, you can hear from some of our current team members and what they're doing in the business and you know, how they're helping to grow by Sutter Babies. It's no longer just me. It's no longer me doing everything on my own. I now have an amazing, amazing team behind me that is helping to fulfill the vision. And that's really exciting. In 2020, we also created a planner, a Macros 101 planner. So those who are in Macros 101 have access to purchasing a planner as they go through the program. And that was a lot of work and but really exciting to see that kind of come to fruition. We had this idea and we were able to run with it and get it designed out and it's beautiful. And that was a really exciting highlight for the year is to have that planner created for our clients. And then what also worked was that I hired on more coaches. So we expanded our coaching team for Macros 101 and I got better at training other people how to coach and really coaching coaches. And that was really exciting, not only because it allows us to serve more women at the level that I want to serve them in Macros 101, but it also is exciting just to teach people some of the things that I've learned over the years in terms of effective coaching. I think there are a lot of people out there who wear the hat of coach and yet aren't actually effective in the way that they coach. And so it's been really exciting to be able to take the things that I've learned and developed over the years, the ways that I coach, the way that I get clients' results, and be able to pass that on and teach that to other coaches and be able to take it out of my head and put it into theirs. So that's been really, really awesome and really fulfilling to be able to see those coaches grow in their coaching. And if you're like, hey, I want to learn how to coach, I would be really interested in Amber teaching me how to coach. Just know that in 2021, if you're looking to learn how to effectively coach clients, there is going to be something coming in the first half of 2021. We're going to be doing something for those of you who want to learn to become better coaches. So keep your eyes and ears out because that's been something that I've been developing and learning how to teach people what I do. And that's going to be really exciting. All right. So next category is our family and home. So what some of the things that worked? Well, we spent a lot of time together, more time than ever together. My husband got to stay home from work. I don't know, 2 months, right at the beginning of quarantine, all elective surgeries were canceled at the hospital. And so since all of the surgeries he does are elective, he was home for a lot more time than normal. And that was, it was actually a blessing to be able to have him around during that time. And because of that, we ended up starting a home renovation project. My husband was home. He had all the time in the world. And we have wanted to take down a wall between our kitchen and our dining room since we moved into the house. Like literally when we moved into the house, we're like, yeah, we're going to remove that wall. And it just ended up being a more important wall than we thought it was. It was load bearing and it did have plumbing in it and water and it, electrical and ducting. It just had a lot of things in that wall. And so it was a more expensive wall to remove than we had initially thought, which is why we ended up putting that off. But March 2020, COVID hit. My husband was home. We had the time. We had a friend who was willing to help us to tear down the wall and get started. And so we did it. We started that project and boy, oh boy, has it unleashed a whole like renovation thing. So I'll talk a little bit more about that with maybe the things that didn't quite work so well in 2020. Third category is fitness and health. One of my goals was to be able to nail bar muscle ups and be able to string some of them together. And I was able to do that. I ended up getting 5 bar muscle ups in a row, stringing them together. And that was a big, huge win for me. During 2020, I also got my CrossFit Level 1 trainer certification. And that was fun. I did that with Heidi and Natalie from Butter Your Macros. We did it all together. And that was really fun to just level up, you know, understanding of different training techniques. I always wanted to be learning. And then the last highlight I would say from 2020 is that I introduced my team to lifting. So when my team came out for the retreat, we spent some time in my backyard gym and I got my team under the bar. We did squats and bench and deadlift and I cued them and trained them and taught them. And it's really unleashed my team really getting more into weightlifting. And some of the women who haven't ever really been into weightlifting have picked it up and dived more into it this year. And that's definitely been a win. I love to be able to introduce more women to weightlifting and getting comfortable, especially with a barbell. And then the last section is personal. And one of my real focuses for 2020 was to manage my screen time and be more intentional with it. And it's this balance for me because a lot of what I do is online, right? A lot of what I do is on Instagram and it's on Facebook and taking care of my clients is online. It's on my phone, a lot of email. And so I really struggle with getting sucked into technology and getting sucked into my screens. And it's something that my husband and I have had lots of conversations about. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be better. And then I just kind of fall back into old patterns and old habits. And so one of my focuses for 2020 was to really reduce my screen time and really be more intentional about it. I will talk more about what didn't work because I wouldn't say that I made leaps and bounds in 2020, but I will say I did in this realm of like what did work. I did test out like some different apps to help manage screen time. I didn't really end up like liking any of them and none of them I really felt were effective, but I will call it a win just that I like was intentional about trying some new things out and experimenting and seeing if I could figure out ways to help support this desire that I had to manage screen time and to be more present. All right, so let's move on to what didn't work quite so well. In the realm of business, I'm actually really happy with how this last year went. I actually just met with Carly, who is my project manager slash integrator, and we were going over the year and planning for 2021. And both of us were like, it was a great year. Like, we're really happy with everything that happened in the business this year. It's hard to kind of pinpoint some of the downfalls of this year. However, there is one big sad thing. And that was that in October, we had planned at the beginning of the year. So the beginning of 2020, Carly and I met, we planned out the year. And one of our big exciting things was that we were going to do our first live event in October of 2020. And obviously that didn't happen. So I would say if there's one thing that didn't really work in the business, it is that we didn't actually end up getting doing the live event that we are really excited to do. And hopefully that'll be something coming in 2021 or maybe, you know, 2022. One other thing in the realm of business that didn't quite work as well, we did end up hiring some contractors, like trying to contract out some tech stuff, contracting out Facebook ads, copywriting. And with all of those, we ended up bringing them back in-house. It just like outsourcing some of those things. I'm a big fan of outsourcing, big fan of like, you know, staying in my zone of genius and allowing other people to, you know, outsource to people who it's their zone of genius. But we just found in our business, like tech and Facebook ads and copywriting, every time we tried to hire those out and outsource them to somebody else, it just wasn't as good as when we were doing it ourselves. So we ended up bringing all of those back in-house, and I've been really happy with that decision. And it kind of runs counter to a lot of business advice, because a lot of business advice is like hire out, get people to do it for you. And we tested that. And for us right now, it didn't work for us. It wasn't what we wanted. And so that was a good learning lesson in 2020. In the realm of family and home, I mentioned we started a renovation project in March and we are still in the middle of it. It has taken much, much longer than any of us expected. And for those of you who have done home renovations, you're probably smiling and nodding, but the project seems to just keep getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's really hard to know where to stop when you're like, yeah, we take down the wall, so we're going to need to replace the, you know, the flooring. Oh, well, do we want to replace the baseboards? Oh, we probably should paint. Oh, we should probably do carpet. Like it just keeps going. And after a couple of months back in March, my husband was off of work and then he went back to work. And when he went back to work, everything kind of like halted. And it, you know, it started being like, we could only do things on the weekends, weekend projects. And so it really has like strung out, and I'm excited for when it's going to be done. But I would say this was not, we never really thought that we would be here in January of 2021, still in the middle of this home renovation. And again, maybe some of you who have done home renovations, you're like smiling and laughing, because maybe I should have expected that, especially since we're doing a lot of it ourselves and contracting out a lot of it ourselves. But still, here we are in January. We're almost a year in. It's going to get better. It's going to get done, but it's been a lot slower and bigger than I ever thought it was going to be. Number three, fitness and health. So I wanted to compete in a CrossFit competition. That was one of my goals for 2020, was to compete in my first competition. I had the competition all lined up. We were signed up. It was a partner competition. I was real excited about it, and it got canceled because it was in April. So that was kind of a bummer. They ended up moving the event into September and ended up being a virtual event. And it just wasn't what I wanted. I didn't want to do a virtual event. That wasn't what I signed up for. I really wanted to be there with the people and the energy and the, you know, the other teams. And that was what I was going for. That was what I was hoping for. Didn't happen in 2020. Hopefully, maybe that'll happen in 2021. And then what didn't work in the realm of personal? I think this probably is my biggest section. I mentioned that one of my focuses for 2020 was to be more present. That was actually the word that I chose for the year, was present. And I would say that in the last maybe month, I've made more strides in that than I made in the previous like 11 months of the year. So like in December, I made many more strides on that than I made in the previous 11 months. And so I will kind of talk about some of the things that have started to work for me, but just know that if this is something that you struggle with too, I'm right there with you. Like I struggle with this, and it's something that I keep coming back to as something that I want, but it's been a challenge for me to zero in on how to really make it happen. So I will say some of the wins that I've had over the last month is I've introduced more walking into my day. So I not only try to take calls on walks, but I've also just instituted just making sure that I get outside each day and trying to do a walk, either listening to a podcast, or I've even been braving into the world of just walking and not listening to something, which for me is a very new concept. For some of you are probably listening being like, why is that hard? But I have this very intense belief around productivity and around getting things done. I've built a lot of my like self-identity over taking action and accomplishing things and, you know, just being driven and purpose-filled. And that has served me very well in many, many areas of my life. It has made me a good student. It's made me a good business owner. It has allowed me to learn and grow in exponentially. However, there is a dark side to it. And the dark side to my focus in productivity and my need to do all the time is that I spend very, very little time in silence. Very, very little time in just being, like being in the moment. And it's hard for me to say that because I think it's something that I want and I say that I want it. But then when push comes to shove, I would rather be like multitasking and listening to a podcast and making like things happen and go, 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 go and do. And it's something that I recognize about myself. It's something that I am working on. I'm still in the trenches. I won't even say that I've like figured anything out. But over the last month, like I said, I've implemented walking without anything else. That may seem like a really small baby step, but for me, it's a really big step of just being and just thinking and just sitting, you know, not sitting, but walking and thinking about things. I remember one time, I don't remember if it was a podcast or I don't remember if someone told me it or something, but I heard somewhere that one of the best things that you can do for your business is to spend at least 20 minutes a day thinking, just like thinking about your business, thinking about things, just thinking, like not doing anything else. And that is like the hardest thing for me because in my mind, I know that it's productive. I know that like I need to be thinking, I need to have ideas, I need to have vision, but I still run up against these beliefs that I have around doing and that doing and action creates results, not being. And this it's one of those conscious versus subconscious. Like my conscious knows that that's true, but then my subconscious just keeps like running this belief that action creates results. And so then I need to be in action. Anyway, all of that to say, and maybe you're resonating with that, maybe you're not, maybe it's not something you struggle with, but this has definitely been something that I've identified as beliefs that have held me back in the past. And I mean, frankly, still currently. And so sitting in silence is a hard thing for me and it's a challenging thing. And I have improved. This last month has been really, really good for me. Like I said, I've been doing some walks without even listening to music or podcast. I've even gone so far as like making dinner without listening to anything, which may not seem like a big deal, but for me, it's like always that need to be doing more, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So like, for example, when I'm driving or when I'm cooking or when I'm doing anything, I'm always trying to multitask to like get as much done as possible. And, I recognize that that's not, it's not healthy and it's not productive really in the long term. And that a lot of the most productive things that you can do have nothing to do with action, but have to do with who you're being and being present in those moments. So I have been walking without music. I've been cooking without music, which is really weird. Or I should say music. Usually it's podcasts because podcasts are educational, right? So you can learn from podcasts. So I always convince myself that I'm, you know, doing something when I do that. And another thing that I have done is I will just like take a bath and just like think. And that has been actually more enjoyable than I have ever thought it would be. And it's something that I think I can like trick myself into it because it's like I am doing something, like I'm taking a bath, but then I'm allowing myself that conscious thought time. Okay. So another thing that has maybe didn't work as well as I had wanted it to was I set a goal at the beginning of 2020 to read 52 books. I think I maybe read 10, maybe. this year I just didn't prioritize reading like I have in the past. And that was okay because the books that I did read, I feel like I really was able to integrate them, and they were, it was books that like I took and did something with rather than just trying to get through as many books as possible. So I'm not mad about it. I actually feel like what I did worked really well because I integrated what I was learning rather than just learning for the sake of learning, if that makes sense. Okay. So last section, I want to talk a little bit about my goals for 2021 and my New Year's resolutions. And again, we're going to split these into the four areas that we've already been talking about. So the first one is business. And in last week's episode, again, episode 117, I talked about the power of being and recognizing who you need to be in order to create the results that you want. And so in this realm, my focus is really on being the CEO of my company, being the CEO and the leader and the visionary of Biceps After Babies. And the results that we can create from that are to serve more women. So our goal is to double our revenue again in 2021. And to us, what that really represents is the ability and the byproduct of serving more people. The more women that we serve, the more lives that we change, the more people that we touch, the higher our revenue stream becomes. And so to me, revenue is income is a measure of impact into the world. And the higher our income, the higher our impact. And so being the CEO is an important part of that, of leading the team and helping to coach not only my clients, but also my team to be able to be their best women and step into their purpose and the things that they do really well. Part of some of our goals for next year, I talked about at the beginning, we're going to be launching a new coaching program, and it's going to be around coaching coaches, teaching women how to be coaches and helping them to grow and start or grow their business. Starting a business has been one of the most transformational things for me that I've ever done, you know, maybe apart from motherhood. And I love owning a business. I love being able to wake up and do the things that I love and serve people and change lives. It's been an amazing, amazing ride. And I want to be able to help more women who want to be able to have that experience. And so, like I said, we'll be launching, I don't really know quite what it's going to look like yet. I'll be real honest, but I have ideas about how I can serve and support women who want to learn to coach and they want to learn to be good coaches who actually help women to change and transform. And I want to be able to support other coaches doing what they want to do and growing their business. And then our last goal for our business is to have a live event. So we're crossing our fingers that this can happen maybe late 2021. If not, and there's still travel restrictions, then we may have to push that back. But we really would like to have some sort of live event. And just know that if you've ever wanted to meet me or hang out with other women who are focused in the way that you're focused on their goals, let's cross our fingers because I do want to make that happen at some point. All right, moving on to the next category, family and home. I want to be the mom that I want to be. I want to be the type of mom who is a business owner and a mom and is able to wear both of those hats. I don't really believe in balance. I think balance kind of makes you think that it's like a static thing that, you know, we found balance and now nothing can change. And that just is not how life works. Rather, it's more of an ebb and flow between things. But I have, over the last couple of years, instituted some really good boundaries, have been really good about not working on the weekends. That's something I probably instituted maybe 2 or maybe 3 years ago. And I've been really good about not working on the weekends. Recently, I've been better about like stopping at 5 o'clock and turning off my computer at 5 o'clock. But I want to be the mom who is there and is present with her kids. And I think this comes back to that goal about being present too, that I've been focusing on. I want us to finish our home renovation project. I'm just praying that 2021 will be the year like that we'll actually be able to say, yeah, we're done. We're done with this renovation project. And I'm excited for that. I'm not sad at all that we took down the wall that we took down, even though it's unleashed this whole flood of work that we're doing. But I'm excited to be able to get that done sometime this year. In the realm of fitness and health, I want to embody an athlete. And that's kind of the, when I was coming up with like, what, who do I need to be able to achieve these results? It is that identity of an athlete. I want to be able to get a strict handstand pushup. It's something I've been working on for a really long time. It's dang hard. But it's something that I really want to get. And so I've been training it, I've been working it, and I'm pretty confident that I will be able to accomplish that goal of getting a strict handstand pushup in 2021. I would like to be able to do a ring muscle up. Really, strict handstand pushups and ring muscle ups are like the two things that I still can't do yet in CrossFit. Every other movement I can do. I'm not saying I'm like the best at it or the fastest at it, but they're like this in terms of checking off skill sets that we do in CrossFit. Strict handstand pushup and ring muscle ups are the two that I haven't yet accomplished. And so I'd love to be able to cross those both off the list and be able to say, yes, I can do every movement in CrossFit. And obviously there's still growth to be had there, but at least if it shows up in the open, I can accomplish it. I can do it. I would love to be able to snatch 135, and that feels like a big goal. Snatch is so hard to build. And I think a lot of it has to do with my technique. I'm currently at 105 for a little bit of comparison. So that would mean adding 30 pounds to my snatch, which feels like a ton right now. But it's been something that I am enjoying Olympic lifting. Olympic lifting is pretty technical, more so even than powerlifting, just because there's more movement, right? The bar has to move farther. There's more things to be thinking about. But it's been really fun to be challenging myself with Olympic lifts. And my husband and I have gone back and forth about maybe getting a coach to be able to coach us through some Olympic lifts. So maybe that's something that we'll do this year to be able to work on our snatches. And then my last goal is I want to compete in a CrossFit competition. I would like it to be live, please, and thank you. And I want it to be in person, not online. But that was a goal from last year that I'm just going to bring over and carry over into this year. And then the last section, personal, I still am working on being present. I'm not where I want to be. And it's still something that it's still a weakness of mine. It's still a focus. And so I really am focusing on being still and being in the now. Those are my like two phrases, being still and being in the now, and really reminding myself that being still, like I don't have to be doing or taking action to be productive. And that sometimes being still is the most productive thing that I can be doing. And that's hard for me. I have to remind myself of that very, very frequently, because my default is do, 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 do. And I'm really taking a step back and recognizing that the doing is only as good as the being doing the doing, right? So the being is like underneath the doing. And if we just focus on the doing and the action and the, you know, effort, it, like who that's coming from, the being that it's coming from, that's the underlying thing. That if that being doesn't change, doesn't matter, you can effort all you want. If the identity stays the same, nothing's going to change in the long run. And that's really what I'm, the realization that I'm coming to. And so I kind of have this idea. I hesitate to throw it out there because I'm not sure that I'm totally committed to it yet, but I am tossing around the idea of doing like 100 days of meditation, or having a chart. So throughout the year, I have 100 days of meditation. I've been incorporating meditation over the last month a little bit more. For me, it's just like practice being still again, practice like not thinking, practice not doing, training myself in that. So I had this idea of maybe doing 100 days of meditation. And I think for me, I think that's better than trying to do like in a row, or saying I have to do it every single day of the week, but rather having a chart up where I can mark it off and work towards those 100 days of meditation. You know, it's like one out of every 3 days. Seems like something that is a stretch for me, but it's totally doable. So that's it. Those are my goals for 2021. Who I need to become, who I need to be in order to reach those goals, just like I talked about in last week's episode. And I'm excited. I'm excited to dive in and see who comes out at the end of the year. To me, the older I've gotten, the more life really starts to become about who I'm becoming and who I can become, and recognizing that who I thought I could become years ago, like I've surpassed that. And I can continue to surpass that as I up level and grow. And I think one of the reasons that I've loved owning a business is it has forced me to grow in ways that I never could have imagined. I think motherhood is very similar, where you are pushed and it's hard and there's challenges and you have to become somebody different in order to accomplish it. And that's really what I felt, is that I've up-leveled as a person as I've been challenged, as I've been pushed outside of my comfort zone. You know, I love to say, no comfort in the growth zone, and there's no growth in the comfort zone. And as I've been pushed out of that comfort zone, it's caused me to grow, and it's been just so fun to be able to have that growth and see it. So I know that the person I am recording this today, in 365 days at the end of 2021, I'm just excited to who I get to meet at that point and who I get to be at that point and continue to up level and continue to grow. To me, that's the purpose of life. So what about you? Have you thought about your goals for the new year? Have you thought about who you want to be, about where you want to be at the end of this year, and what you are working on? I would love to hear your thoughts and your goals and your focuses for 2021. So if you take a screenshot of this episode, post it to Instagram, post it to Facebook, and tag me, let me know what are your plans for the year? What are you hoping to accomplish? What are you focusing on in terms of who you need to be in order to accomplish the goals that you have set for yourself? I would love to see that and hear from you. That wraps up this episode of Biceps After Babies Radio. I'm Amber. Now go out and be strong, because remember, my friend, you can do anything. Hold up, sister friend. Do you love Biceps After Babies Radio? If so, the best way to say thank you is to subscribe to the podcast and leave a review on iTunes. I know every podcaster wants you to leave a review, but it's because those reviews help the podcast to reach more people. And I do truly want to know what you think. If this particular episode resonated with you, will you also please share it? Either send the link to someone who would find it valuable, or take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tell your friends and family why they should listen. Make sure you tag me at biceps.after.babies so I can hear your feedback and give you a little love. And you know, if you aren't already following me on Instagram or Facebook, that's the perfect time to hit that follow button. Thank you for being here and listening to Biceps After Babies Radio.